Well, hey there, gamers. Welcome to the Games First Weekly Wrap-Up for Saturday, October 1st, 2005. I'm Val Townsend, the Atomic Goddess, and this week, we're taking the podcast worldwide. We've got a slew of news with an international focus, a review of We Love Katamari, and a preview of Capcom's watercolored adventure epic, Okami. So let's kick things off with some good news for those brand new European PSP owners. Sony X-Team has announced a working firmware downgrader for the Sony PSP. This utility allows gamers to downgrade their PSPs to the version 1.5 firmware. This gives new PSP owners access to a quickly growing library of homebrew utilities, indie games, and game system emulators. The SNES emulator makes a PSP feel a lot like a GBA, and the Commodore 64 emulator should hit big overseas. Of course, Sony has so far been less than thrilled with the idea of people playing old Genesis games on their PSPs, but it's unclear what, if anything, can be done to stop the massive flood of interest in PSP hacking and homebrew. In other international news, the Origin Xbox 360.com countdown has come to an end. Since a month ago, when Origin Xbox 360 was first noticed by gaming media, many gamers and journalists speculated as to what the site was counting down. Team Xbox.com had the odds-on favorite guess with a good case that the countdown marked time to the announcement of Halo 3, which would have been sort of unspectacular, but newsworthy nonetheless. Unfortunately, the truth is even less spectacular. The countdown ended on September 27th, announcing a contest or challenge of some sort for the European Xbox 360 launch party. So Eurogamers who dig Xbox 360 might want to check it out. Developer of games for mobile phones, iPlay, recently completed a survey of gamers in both Europe and the US about mobile gaming. As might be expected, American gamers said most often they play games to win, while Europeans thought winning was less important. American gamers also preferred casual games over their Euro counterparts, and had a greater tendency to show off their games to their friends. What does it all mean? We were going to come up with something, but then we got distracted playing Bejeweled. And finally, we end with a downer from way out east. According to BBC reports, Sony will lay off some 10,000 workers before 2008. The layoffs represent 7% of their current workforce. Sony stock has dropped two-thirds in the past 5 years. Although they remain the dominant force in video games and make money on movies, Sony's other divisions have not been doing well. This news comes alongside announcements that Sony plans to post losses of $90 million for this fiscal year. Now that we've bummed you out a bit about old man Sony, Sean takes a look at one of the reasons they remain on top of the home console market. Great games, like We Love Katamari. The sequel to 2004's cult hit Katamari Damacy, We Love Katamari puts gamers back in the shoes of that cute little boombox-headed prince. This time around, the prince spends his time doing favors for fans. The fans sweet-talk his father, the king of all cosmos, who commands him to go roll stuff up. Once the prince has a nice big ball of stuff, the king of all cosmos turns it into a star or planet. Of course, that's the most normal way to describe Katamari. The rolling gameplay is incredibly satisfying as you roll up everything from the smallest thumbtacks to the largest typhoons and volcanoes. The visuals are like children's book illustrations, and the background music is some of the most amazing tunes we've ever heard in a game. The standout new feature of We Love Katamari is a cooperative multiplayer mode, which puts you and a friend in charge of the same Katamari. This requires much more cooperative effort than any other game, and can be a real ball if you get in sync with your friend. The new multiplayer mode also gives We Love Katamari more replay value than its predecessor. It looks like Namco couldn't have chosen a better title for this one, because we have to agree. We're happy to roll up We Love Katamari with an impressive 4 stars out of 5. Moving from the hustle and bustle of intergalactic star rolling, we take a zen-like moment to pause and reflect on Capcom's upcoming Okami, an adventure game that plunges the player deep into the world of Japanese mythology. Fortunately, resident Games First academic gamer Lori Taylor got to spend some quality time with Okami in LA, where she was amazed by the game's unique visual style. The entire game is rendered like a Japanese watercolor scroll, and we cannot stress enough Okami's beauty. The calligraphy theme is carried out in the gameplay, too. Okami centers around the title character, a wolf who is trying to save the world from Orochi, a legendary monster who has come back to life. Okami is actually the wolf embodiment of the sun god, and he must use his godly abilities to defeat the minions of Orochi. In order to earn new abilities, players must solve puzzles, using the wolf's tail to paint on the screen. If this all sounds a bit bizarre, it's because it is. Okami is an epic effort of visionary game-making. A deep storyline steeped in Japanese mythology, and innovative gameplay hit certain key attractors that likely will lead to cult status at worst, and mega-hit status at best. All of that, combined with a stunning visual style unlike anything we've ever seen before, should put Okami on every discriminating gamer's watch list for 2006. Okami will be one good reason to keep your PlayStation 2 out of the closet next year. And that wraps up this very globally aware edition of the Games First Weekly Wrap-Up. Remember, all of these stories and more can be found on GamesFirst.com. News, reviews, and previews are posted daily for your game-themed enjoyment. I'm Val Townsend, the Atomic Goddess, and you can catch me right here every week, worldwide.